It's impossible to believe, but summer is beginning to come to an end. And that means that school is just around the corner, with many districts across the KMZU listening area headed back in fewer than 20 days. Parents and students have a number of things to check off the back-to-school to-do list. Get supplies, find the perfect backpack, buy some new clothes, and for some, get immunized. In this morning's KMZU Newsmaker, Alicia Davis, Bureau Chief with the Immunization Bureau of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, talks about why immunizations and vaccinations are so important.
Immunizations are very important. They help protect the students, the school, the teachers, the community as a whole. Babies and children are not typically inherently equipped to fight many diseases, so that's why the vaccinations are so important for children. What would otherwise be small problems for the adult population can become serious health complications for babies and children. So it's really important that parents talk to their physician or their pharmacy or their local health department about the vaccines that their children need and get up to date before they go back to school.
Now, some parents have concerns about immunizations. Can you explain why they're so important, and can you maybe abate any concerns parents may have?
I know there was a study that was done in 1998 by Andrew Wakefield, which kind of prompted some concerns about vaccinations. Since that study was put out, it was retracted in 2010, and there has been no additional studies that have shown that autism is linked to immunizations. And many parents don't realize either that immunizations are closely monitored even after they come on the market. So they are continuously regulated to ensure that there aren't any side effects that are going to cause harm to their children or to them as they receive those vaccinations.
If someone doesn't want their kids immunized, they can say, well, that's my decision. I, as a parent, can make that decision. But scientists say it's bigger than that. Can you explain the idea of herd immunity to listeners?
There are some great examples online that people can go out and research as well that show the dots across the map. But herd immunity really is just the concept of if the majority of the people are receiving the immunization, then that lessens the amount of people that are out there that could potentially get the disease. So if someone would come in that has the disease, maybe from overseas or somewhere else, and there's one person in the population that is not immunized, then that person could likely get the disease. However, if everyone else surrounding them in that community has been immunized, the likelihood of them getting the disease is going to go way down, and so it is going to protect the community. Whereas if the entire population is not immunized, then everyone's going to get it, and it's going to continue to spread like wildfire and essentially cause an outbreak.
So what immunizations should students receive to gear them up for the school year?
There are several different immunizations that children will start receiving at 2 months. 2 months to 24 months, there are several. And then whenever they start school, children 8th grade and below are going to receive a series of 5 different immunizations to get them ready for school. And then at 8th grade, they will receive a booster of tetanus and a meningococcal ACWY shot. And then at 12th grade, they will receive a booster of that meningococcal ACWY.
And what if someone isn't covered by health insurance? Are there resources to ensure their kids are immunized?
Absolutely. They should be sure and visit their local health department. All of our local health departments are certified VFC providers, which is Vaccines for Children's program. It's federally funded, and they can work with their local health department to ensure that they can get the vaccinations that they need.
To find out more about back-to-school vaccinations, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.